A reminder that the Musers, the podcast, is cranking them out every week. We're up to, what is this now, 19 episodes. How about that?
Yes.
Can you believe that?
No, and it's gone fast.
This week's episode is called Gambling with Beer Enemas, as we take a look at the gambling scandal in the NBA, and then we go from there into that world of gambling, and you'll figure out the beer enema thing. The week before, we had a great episode with Frank Caliendo, our friend. We talked about impersonations, and it was basically me interviewing Frank and Gordo and George, because they all do so many different voices. And we went into the science and the art of doing impersonations, of doing impressions, and Frank was hilarious. I thought that was just, that was a fun hour.
We had a lot of laughs.
That was episode 18. And by the way, you can find all of these on Spotify or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. But of all the 19 episodes that we've done so far, none has gotten more reaction than episode 17, Writing It Out.
Yeah, I've never seen reaction like this before with text, tweets, emails, and everyone can relate to this about we all ride things out, things that you should fix, things that you should take care of around your house or with your car or at work, something maybe your boss has been telling you to do for the last 3 months and you hadn't gotten around to doing it. And we really struck a chord with people. And we struck a chord with each other because as we were talking about this, man, I laughed about it when we were talking face to face, and I've laughed about it ever since. Gordo's whole hot water heater situation where he has to either turn it on before you go use this particular faucet and shower, I guess, and then turn
all
it
the
off.
Faucets and showers,
all,
yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. So yeah, if I want hot water, I got to go turn it on at the hot water heater, and then I have to turn it off right afterwards. Otherwise, there's two faucets that leak horribly because they have bad... I don't want to rebuild the valve stems in them anymore. It costs like $500 and doesn't last.
And you've been riding this out for...
A year and a half, I'd say.
And we laugh at each other, but I'm just as bad. We've been riding out, and I don't want to say too much about the type of bed and model, and we've been riding out a bed problem for what we figured out because we talked to customer service again this week, and it now dates more than a year that we've been working on this, but not really working on it because we've had breakdown in communication and they can't send somebody out. It's just a whole policy thing, but that's been more than a year, and so has the issue that I had with the gates on my fence in the backyard. There's a couple of them that don't work. One would just go straight into the ground and you could barely get the lawnmower in because the post had moved and it didn't swing freely and the latch was broken. And another one had the same problem to the point where I finally knocked the gate off of its hinges and I've just been leaning it up on the fence. And that I've been riding that out for 6 months or so. You had a bed issue, too, that you rode out for a long time, Craig.
Talked about that in the podcast, a headboard that was broken. It wouldn't stand up, so instead of leaning it against the wall, which I did for a little bit, I stacked a bunch of bricks behind the headboard to make it stand up straight. I went to all that trouble when I could have just gone to, I don't know, a furniture store and gotten a new bed.
Yeah, it's so easy. Just
I put so much energy into a terrible quick fix that I just rode out for 2 years, 3 years.
And I think we concluded that with our jobs, our family life, we make so many decisions, we have so many responsibilities, that some things that we should take care of around our house or with our car or truck, whatever we're dealing with, we put it off because we've done enough for that day. We've made enough decisions for that day, and we just don't get to it. And you can call it procrastination or laziness, whatever you want, but we all do it to a certain extent. And we all challenged each other. Okay, well, let's start. Let's have this October and November be get right months. Let's get right on some of this stuff. You've been riding out bad headphones.
Yep. But I didn't do anything about it. Gordon did something about it for me this week. He brought in... I've had these old earbuds that are falling apart and the wires are exposed. And even after our episode, I didn't do anything about it. But a couple days ago, Gordon brought me a brand new pair of headphones So thank you for that.
Yes.
Very
yes.
nice.
Give them a shot.
But I've got other things that I brought up in that podcast episode, like that squeaky door in our house that I opened yesterday and it made a loud squeak. It would take 10 seconds with a can of WD-40 to fix it, but I'm still riding it out.
I'm still riding that out too. The bathroom doors that when you open them, they squeak every time and it usually wakes somebody up.
I've got a garage door that just drinks oil. I don't know how this thing... I mean, it quiets down for like 2 weeks and starts up again.
Well, we've got a fine sponsor here. Maybe you ought to check
yeah,
in with.
I know.
So it's supposed to be get right months, I guess, October and November. Gordon, that's really nice that you bought Craig some headphones. Have you taken care of your car?
What?
Okay. Well, at least you tried to help him. Have you helped yourself?
No, I haven't. I still have my AC drains into the floorboards of the car, so all the carpet is soggy and wet in there.
Oh, my gosh.
I still have the issue with the airbag module is out, so I'm riding bareback as far as protection on the airbag system. I'm just I'm just hoping the seatbelt saves me.
That makes me so nervous.
I know, but the bad part about that is it has the safety feature of if the... Because the airbag module is detecting that the airbag has gone off, which it hasn't. But it automatically emergency releases the door locks. So it won't let me have locked doors. The problem is it also has the setting where when you get up to 10 miles an hour, it automatically locks the doors. So but then the airbag module immediately overrides that and unlocks them again. So it's always someone popping off, you know, a double tap on me. Every time I hit 10 miles an hour, I get the...
So if you're in traffic, it's constant. It's like a kid with a...
If I'm at stop and go, man, it will drive me nuts. So I've taken now to where I have a pair of my silencers from the gun range that I keep on the passenger seat.
Ridiculous.
Well, I put them on if I'm in stop and
so
go.
So you can't hear sirens or anything?
No. No. What? It just bothers me too much to hear it constantly if I'm right at that 10-mile-an-hour
But you took 5 minutes to get him new headphones.
Yeah, that was easy. That was for someone else. He deserves a better life. I don't.
Well, I'm
happy.
I think
there's some psychological
he deserves. I'm happy to report. Went out in the backyard yesterday. Every gate works to perfection. Even some rotted wood replaced.
You called Gate Jesus and he fixed
it. Yes, Gate Jesus has taken care of it. And
nice.
I can't tell you what a good feeling that was to be able to walk through a gate without having to wedge myself through it or... pick up the gate and put it on another post and then pick it up again. And it's just been going back and forth on that
for
months. So that's been taken care of. And apparently we have technician that is supposed to fix our bed here in the next week.
Okay. Well, you're getting after
it. Getting right.
Wow. Yeah, we struck a nerve because I don't know how many emails we got, but everybody... is writing something out. And I think you're right, George. I think a lot of it has to do with decision fatigue.
Yeah.
We talked about that in the episode a little bit. You just have so many decisions that you have to make every day that it's that one guy who emailed us said, at the end of my day and I come home and I've had to make 1,000 decisions, all I want to do is eat a cheeseburger and drink an IPA. I don't want to make any more decisions.
Right. So, I don't want to be bothered with this stuff.
So we always look at this stuff or hear this stuff and think, I'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah. And then when the list gets longer, it gets more overwhelming, doesn't it? Where you just think, then you don't know where to start. I guess the key is you got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Just pick one of them. I don't care which one it is, but start doing it. But yeah, I got text from friends saying, man, I'm so glad y'all talked about this. I am not the only one. And he's feeling bad about himself because he thought he was the only one who was dealing with this. And I especially think with dudes, we're probably worse at this, namely because we're usually given a list of things to do by someone else in the house. And we don't always get to everything on the list. But I think it's something that guys need to just focus in on.
It's got to lock in.
It's lock in. It's get right October, November. Doesn't have a great ring to it. We're almost to November, so we'll call it Get Right November. And just take one of those, and I can't tell you how much better you will feel once you get that one project done. Maybe take the easiest one and do that one first.
Yeah, that's a good way to start. P1 Sean says, we also are writing out the following. 2 wheels off ice makers, a toilet that never stops running, a garage door that sounds like a drawbridge going up, and a 20-year-old hot water tank that still works when it shouldn't.
Yeah, that's a good one, because I have also have toilets that are all running. They never quite shut off. The valve doesn't shut off all the way, all the time.
What do you do about the toilet that, like, sounds off at the top of every hour, that it runs just for, like, 5 seconds?
Yeah, that's because it's leaking somewhere.
Yeah.
The water level's going down.
It's not a constant, but it's almost like it's almost like our top of the hour identifier.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. You hear it refilling.
That's your Westminster chime.
Well, what a waste.
You hear it topping off every 20 minutes or something, or on the hour, every hour. That's also a very easy fix, and I've ridden those out for months.
Yeah.
Do I just need to tighten that screw that's on the thingamabobber?
You probably need to replace the flapper valve.
It's probably the flapper is leaking down there.
Okay.
Do you ever replace the flappers?
Yeah, but it's been a while.
The worst is when you don't you have the chain that's not adjusted right, or you didn't cut off the chain,
and
it gets
chain
hung up down at the under the flapper all the time. And
or you look down
there. You let it run for a day and a half before you go in there and fish the chain out.
That's some of the light maintenance that I can do. Yeah, I can do very little around the house, but I can do that.
Yeah, I think I can do that one. Or you look down the chains at the bottom of the bowl. You think,
oh, gosh. Came loose. Jeez, I got to reach down there in that
out of there.
Transmission-looking swamp.
Oh, man. Well, it's progress. It's not about perfection. We're not going to fix everything in our lives, but let's just make some progress and fix some of the things that are driving us absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so that episode of The Musers, the podcast that generated all that feedback, was episode 17. You can still consume that, anything in our catalog, any of the 19 episodes that we've cranked out so far. The Musers, the podcast, you can follow us or subscribe. It's free. All the episodes are free. We'd love it if you followed or subscribed. And episode 19, again, this week is out, Gambling with Beer Enemas.